Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn. My good friend, my bestest buddy, Hashem Talawi, is busy doing business, and he will not be with us today, unfortunately. But I do have a special guest coming on today to talk about something very important. I'll set this up very briefly. Of course, the news this week has been the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and the implications that all of this has for an Islamic country with over 70 nuclear weapons. Of course, there's a lot of discussion going on out there as to what really happened and where it all may wind up, and we will be talking about that a little bit. But I think in order to cover this topic properly, we need to set up some background discussion on this by talking about why all of this happened just this past week and why it is important for what happens tomorrow and next week, and that is the issue of Israel's nuclear weapons. You see, we wouldn't have this issue of worrying about an Islamic country such as Pakistan that looks like it stands a chance of being taken over by quote-unquote Islamic extremist factions. We wouldn't have to worry about that if there weren't this thing known as Israel with its nuclear weapons capability. That is the driving force behind all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And so today we are going to have as our guest my good friend and colleague at American Free Press, Michael Collins Piper. The reason that I wanted to bring Mike up to talk about this is because his new book, The Golem, was just released recently, which I had the distinct pleasure and honor of reviewing for American Free Press. And the book covers Israel's nuclear weapons past, present, and future, how it all came about, what it is now, and where it's going, and why this is the issue of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. This literally, our existence, not just as Americans, but as human beings, hinges on this very issue of Israel and her nuclear weapons capability. As usual, we welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. I believe Mike is going to be with us for the entire 2 hours. And I just got word that we have him on the line. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, Mark, I am on the line. I'm on a speakerphone. I can transfer if necessary. How am I coming in?
You sound good.
Okay, if there's any problems, the producer can let me know. But in the meantime, I'm just going to stay right here in the speakerphone.
That sounds fine.
Okay.
Now, Mike, we're going to be going to the break here in just a minute. But very quickly, within the span of a minute, if you can, tell us why the issue of Israel's nuclear weapons is so important to us today, not just as Americans, but as members of the human race.
Well, I think you summarized it quite well with your very question, Mark. Israel has been holding the United States hostage, with not just the United States, but the entire world hostage with its nuclear arsenal. And neither the United States nor any other country in the world can effectively maintain its own sovereignty when a small nation such as Israel, which has been bellicose throughout its history, has nuclear weapons.
Okay, there is a perfect way to sum up the discussion that we're going to be having today. There's the music as well, which means we're going to a break. We'll be back in a moment. And when we do come back, we will be pursuing this very important discussion. This is Mark Glenn, and you're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn. My good friend Hisham Talawi is not with us. He is busy doing business. He has more important things to do than to do this radio show with me, even though it's just one day a week. Thanks a lot, Hisham. Anyway, we have, nevertheless, the honor of having with us instead Michael Collins Piper, to talk about his new book, The Golem. Now, the reason that I just asked Mike to come on, ladies and gentlemen, of course, most of you out there probably rolled your eyes when you heard that he was going to be on, and you said to yourselves, oh, there he goes again. He and Piper, it's either him and Piper or him and Talawi joined at the hip everywhere they go. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, me having Mike on today has nothing to do with whatever my personal feelings are for him, but rather because of the fact that he has, in my opinion, summed up a very serious issue that we're facing today. And that issue is Israel's nuclear blackmail against not just the United States, but the entire world. And particularly these days, since nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction are so much in the news, after all, we find ourselves getting killed in Iraq right now We almost found ourselves being slaughtered in Iran, although this certainly has not been taken off the table. Both of these things revolve around this issue of weapons of mass destruction, and yet nothing is said when it comes to the lone nuclear power in the Middle East, which is Israel. And this is the reason why I decided to ask Mike to come on. Now, Mike, why don't you just pardon me for a moment if this interview sounds like I'm reading it from a script, but obviously this is not something that I do every day. But why don't you give us a rundown of the title, The Golem? Why is this pertinent to the theme of the book?
I'm glad you started off with that particular question, Mark, because the first question you asked me was, why is this issue important? And actually, I can also answer that question by talking about the title of the book, which is an unusual title. And in the context, people will understand the whole situation. What is a golem? That's G-O-L-E-M. That's a very, you're not supposed to give a book a strange title that's unfamiliar to a lot of people, but I chose the title The Golem because it is so profound and so appropriate and relates directly not only to Israel and its history, but also specifically the history of its nuclear weapons program. A golem is something that is found in the Jewish Talmud. It was found described first in the Talmud. It's that a rabbi using mystical powers is able to create a creature out of clay, a man-like creature that is not quite human, but has the appearance of a human being. That's a golem. Now, why this is significant is that the golem, as first described in the Talmud, has become a part of Jewish history and mythology. There's a popular legend, the story of the golem, the story of a rabbi in Prague, Rabbi Lowe. According to the story, there was an uprising against the Jewish people in Prague, one of many uprisings against the Jewish people throughout history. Seems to be a history of that. In any case, when the Jewish people were threatened, Rabbi Lowe went to the river Vltava and took clay from the river and created a golem. And the golem's job was to protect the Jewish people from the evil goyim, the non-Jews, the evil anti-Jewish people. Well, what happened was, in the story of the golem, this golem got out of control and suddenly became a threat to the Jewish people themselves. Well, this is why I call Israel's nuclear arsenal the golem, because this golem from the Talmud, from the legend of Rabbi Lowe that's been popularized in films and in stories over the centuries, is so relevant because, you know, Israel's nuclear weapon, all nuclear weapons come from the earth, just as the golem did. The golem, in legend, came from the clay of the river. Well, the real-life Israeli nuclear golem comes from the ore known as uranium. It comes out of the earth, and it's been made into no less than what my friend Eustace Mullins originally referred to as the Jewish hell bomb, the nuclear weapon. And today, Israel's golem, Israel's nuclear weapon, is really, let's face it, not only a threat to the Arabs, really to all Muslims, Arab or otherwise, but to everybody on the face of the planet.
All right, now, Mike, if you would...
out of control.
Expand on that, if you would, a second. Now, what I mean by that is this. There are many countries who have nuclear weapons. What is it about Israel having nuclear weapons that makes the situation so dangerous?
Well, that's a very good question too, Mark, because you see, you know, we talk all about nuclear proliferation. But and the big concern, as you pointed out, is nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. We keep hearing about it from President Bush and all his neoconservative advisors. We keep hearing about it from the Israeli propagandists. You know, we heard that Saddam Hussein was building a nuclear weapon, and my God, we can't let Saddam have nuclear weapons. And My God, we can't let the Iranians have nuclear weapons. Good Lord, they're going to attack the United States. They're going to attack poor little Israel. But what no one seems to recognize, or no one, let me put it this way, what the media largely fails to remind people is the fact that it's Israel was the first state in the Middle East to have nuclear weapons, and it's precisely because Israel had nuclear weapons that the Arab states in the region and also Iran have at least evinced an interest in building nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, you cannot get away from the fact that Israel is the cause of nuclear escalation, nuclear proliferation in the Middle East.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. It's a hypothetical question. Let's say that instead of stealing and colonizing Palestine, what if the Zionists had found an abandoned island somewhere and had decided to make this their homeland? Would you still be worried about them having nuclear weapons?
And that's a very interesting question Well, actually, it is very hypothetical, too. I guess we should worry about any country having nuclear weapons when it comes right down to it. But because Israel has been such a bellicose state, because there is a great deal of instability in Israel that people don't know about today, it's been said time and again by Jewish writers and by Israeli writers writing in Jewish publications, but not for mass circulation publications in the United States. They have talked about the potential of a civil war in Israel. Secondly, we have a situation in Israel where there is what we would call growing radicalism. Religious extremism is growing in Israel. These religious extremists are people who dream of greater Israel, expanding Israel's borders from the Nile to the Euphrates. And if you look at the map, that includes most of the Arab countries of the Middle East. These people who are rising in influence in Israel, they even have one of their own in the cabinet now, Avigdor Lieberman. He's in charge of Israel's Iran policy. These people are extremists. Just, you know, we always hear about Muslim extremists in the mass media. We don't hear about Jewish extremists. And the Jewish extremists are very powerful and very influential in Israel. But as I point out in the book, Mark, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, and I'm afraid I haven't directly answered your question. I'm answering it, I hope, in a roundabout way. But in the book, I point out that twice, at least twice that we know of in the past, so-called moderate rulers of Israel, such as David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir, both put Israel on a nuclear alert.
Uh-huh.
Now, the point is this, that it's not just the so-called extremists we have to worry about. It's the very ruling elite of Israel that we have to worry about. Because twice, as I say, they've done it. God knows when they'll do it again. And if Israel sets off a nuclear weapon or sets a stage where people think that they're about to use nuclear weapons, hey, let's face it, all hell could break loose. Now, to try to come back to your original question there, Mark, you said if Israel, say, had if a Jewish state had been established, you know, at some island, you know, some island somewhere, would it be all right for them to have nuclear weapons? Well, you know, again, I don't know how to answer that, Mark, other than to say that it just isn't the case. What we do have is a very real Israel occupying Palestine. It's been a sore spot since the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948, and things do not look like they're getting any better.
Well,
and as long as there is that nuclear arsenal there, there is a potential for trouble.
I'm going to try to answer my own question. After the break.
Okay.
Boy, that music came in very quickly. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, to continue on with this conversation. This is Mark Glenn with Michael Collins Piper on Current Issues Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn with Michael Collins Piper talking about Israel's nuclear weapons. Now, Mike, the question that I asked you before was, what's wrong with Israel having nuclear weapons? And I would like to add my two cents in on this. You know, a long time ago, when I first started getting involved in politics, I would go to these weekly Patriot meetings. And we would have them every week at a certain location in town. And there were probably 56 people would get together. This is where I actually first came in contact with the Spotlight and some of the other newspapers and magazines that I've come to consider to be my main reading material now. But anyway, there was one fellow that I got to know, and he was involved with the militia. And this guy, the more that I got to know him, he was a lunatic. Now, people listening to this should not make the mistake of me thinking that people out there with guns who think that the government is up to no good and that the government plans to descend the country into tyranny. I don't think these people are crazy. I don't. I think that they're right. But there was this one individual that I knew who really was itching for a fight. He used to talk about how he couldn't wait for chaos to erupt in the country so that he could go downtown and, quote, shoot all the blacks. This was something that he really looked forward to doing. And then he even told me once of an idea or a plan that he had, that if the government ever came to take him away, his plan was that he was going to kill his wife and he was going to kill his kid before he killed himself. Now, of course, a lot of people say a lot of things and they talk a lot, but there was something about this individual that hearing him say these things, I did not doubt for a second that he was serious about it. And this guy had a load of guns. Now, I'm not a fan in any sort of gun control. Nobody should read that into it. But clearly, this is an individual, based upon things that he has said, this is an individual who's dangerous, whose thinking is dangerous, and who should not be in possession of weapons such as these. Now, bringing this back to my original question, what's wrong with Israel having nuclear weapons? I think that this little example that I gave, at least in my mind, explains why Israel should not have nuclear weapons. We know not just what the Zionist leaders themselves have said over the years, indicating what's cooking upstairs in that big stew pot that they call their collective mindset. But in addition to that, when we sit down and in an atmosphere of intellectual honesty, consider some of the other statements that have been made, not just over the course of the last century, but really over the course of the last 2,000 years. And yes, I know a lot of people don't necessarily like to go into this discussion, but this issue of Judaism and the Talmud, which, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we have spent the last 6 or 7 years hearing about what a horrible religion Islam is, how it's a doomsday mindset, how they want to take over the world and they want to kill everybody who's not like them. And all the rest of this, we have heard it 25 hours a day, every day for the last 6 or 7 years. So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If we are expected to sit and quietly listen to this and accept all of this talk about Islam, then why should we not be allowed to put the same type of criteria when it comes to studying the religion of Judaism? Now, I have done not extensive study of this, but enough, I would say, to be able to say that I've gotten my feet wet on this issue. And the Jewish religion, at least as it is outlined in the Talmud, is a very dangerous mindset, in my opinion. Whenever you have one small group of people who believe that they are better than everyone else and that they have an entire system where all kinds of behaviors are codified that allow them to basically get away with murder. When you have people disposed towards that mindset, acquiring for themselves not just a country of their own, but a nuclear arsenal, in my opinion, what you have is the recipe for Armageddon.
Mark, I couldn't put it any better myself. You know, this is another thing that is so important to consider. And this is this. You know, there have been several books written about the history of Israel's nuclear arsenal, written by, incidentally, Israeli writers. There's been one critical book written by a gentleman by the name of Gaffney, an American, who is a critic of Israel and Israel's nuclear program. But what I have tried to do in the Golem is point out this very problem. Number one, that Israel's entire geopolitical, Israel's entire military, Israel's entire its entire foundation is based on its nuclear arsenal, its foreign policy, its military policies, its geopolitical policies in the Middle East, and its outlook toward the world are shaped by this nuclear arsenal. In fact, David Ben-Gurion, the founding father of Israel, the first prime minister. Oh, here we have a break coming up.
Here we have. Hold that thought, Mike. We'll be right back, everyone. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Current Issues, the radio program on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443. We welcome your calls. Mike, Jim from Texas has been hanging on the line here for a half an hour, and we both know that whatever it is he has to say, it is not going to detract us in any way. And so out of courtesy to Jim, I'm going to go ahead and bring him up and let him speak his piece. Jim, come on up.
Hello, guys.
How you doing, Jim?
Okay. Hey, I'd like to take a crack at explaining the difference of Israel being an atomic power and versus the other countries.
Okay.
All the other countries, including India, Pakistan, China, they all developed nuclear weapons because of the, like India, because China had them, and they sit right next to them. They already fought a war or two. In Pakistan, they had to have them because India had them. They had them as a deterrent against each other, which is what the United States and Soviet Russia did. The difference in the Israeli mindset is that they've made threats time after time that if it ever looks like they're going to go down, they're not going to launch it whichever country they're fighting, for instance, Iran, and wipe them out. They're going to launch their missiles at Europe.
That's exactly right. And this
That's like England and France getting in a fight and threatening to use nuclear weapons on each other, and England decides they'll launch all their weapons at Sweden.
It's interesting, you know, because we always hear about suicide bombers, Islamic suicide bombers, but the fact is, gentlemen, Israel is a suicide state. Israel's Samson option, as in Samson of the Bible, that's the name given to their nuclear policy by Seymour Hersh in his book, and this is actually their national policy, that they are willing to blow up the world if it looks like Israel is going to go down. And this is a very scary thing, because I don't know of any other country that thinks in terms of suicide, but Israel does, and their suicide, their state of suicide is to take the rest of the world down with them, just like these crazy people that go out and shoot people and then kill themselves. They want to take out as many people with them as possible. And you know what's also scary, too, is that, as I started to say before the break, Israel's founding father, the first president, prime minister, I should say, David Ben-Gurion, he referred to Israel's nuclear weapons program as being sacred. Now, you know, the average non-Jew in this world, and I mean people of all other faiths other than Judaism, think of the term sacred as referring to things near and dear to their religion. But David Ben-Gurion used that term sacred to refer to a weapon of mass destruction. I mean, what kind of mindset do we have here? This is pretty scary.
Well,
you know, another thing, too, in the same realm, you know, we have heard all about Nazi Germany and the theory of Aryan supremacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We hear about it every day, every time we turn around, every newspaper, every magazine, every media broadcast. But you know what's interesting? The whole state of Israel is based on a racist philosophy coming from the Jewish Talmud. They do believe that they are a superior group of people, that they are a step above everybody else on the planet. This is not Mike Piper's opinion, nor Jim's opinion, nor Mark's, or Hashem Talawi's opinion. This is the philosophy upon which the state of Israel was founded, and this is the philosophy upon which their nuclear weapons, their sacred nuclear weapons policy is founded. And that is why I have emphasized that in my book. I know it's not politically correct to talk about other people's religions, but you cannot seriously talk about Israel and its nuclear weapons policy without recognizing the fact that it is indeed viewed as being sacred, and that the Jewish philosophy in the state of Israel, the philosophy of the Talmud, is a classic racist philosophy. As David Duke, I know a lot of people will get upset by me mentioning David Duke, but David Duke coined the phrase and popularized it, and quite correctly so, the term Jewish supremacism. Well, the Jewish supremacists reign supreme in Israel, and they've got their finger on a nuclear bomb that they are willing to use to blow up the world. It's that simple. It's that scary.
Now, Mike, correct me unless I'm wrong, but wasn't Israel's nuclear weapons policy something that they embarked upon almost immediately upon becoming a state?
Absolutely. David Ben-Gurion, the founding father, was obsessed with the nuclear bomb, and I believe that term obsessed was used originally in describing Ben-Gurion by Israeli writer Avner Cohen in his book, Israel and the Bomb. Again, that's not Mike Piper talking. It's a Jewish Israeli writer saying that. Ben-Gurion was obsessed with Israel getting nuclear weapons. And as we well know, or as we should know, John F. Kennedy was very much concerned about nuclear proliferation in this world generally, but most specifically he was concerned about Israel's nuclear bomb, and he was determined to stop Israel from building a nuclear bomb. But we know what happened to John F. Kennedy.
Now, Mike and Jim, there was an interesting a little tidbit that made the news in the last couple of weeks dealing with Richard Nixon. And in this piece that was written on him, I guess there was some new information that was released concerning or declassified concerning things that he had written or said. But this particular piece was talking about Nixon worrying over Israel having the bomb. And basically, the gist of this was, of all the people, of all the countries in the world, was most worried about having the potential of destroying the world. It wasn't the Russians that he was necessarily worried about. It was Israel, because basically summed up, he said that they were really the only people in the world who were crazy enough to use these weapons. Now, of course, you know, people listening to this who have a trigger finger when it comes an itchy trigger finger when it comes to any kind of criticism dealing with Israel will immediately say, oh, well, that's Richard Nixon. He was just a classic anti-Semite. Well, keep something in mind here, anybody who may be entertaining ideas such as this. At that time, he was the most powerful man in the world, who had the most efficient and powerful intelligence service at his disposal. So I don't think that he would necessarily be voicing opinions like this unless he had been given some pretty sound intelligence that would lead him to entertain ideas such as this. Now, Jim,
Mark, let me interrupt for just 1 second here, because okay. It's very important to note this. Technically, that news report about Nixon that came out, that was not, although it was made into a news story because of the release of certain documents, the fact is that information about Nixon being concerned about Israel's nuclear weapons is actually quite older than that. In fact, in my book, Final Judgment, I pointed out in, I think, probably maybe the fourth edition that came out in 1997, so we're talking like 10 years ago, I pointed out that one of the first things that Richard Nixon did when he got into the Oval Office was he said, get me the files on Israel's nuclear weapons program. I mean, this was like literally one of the first things Richard Nixon did after he sat down in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, this was a concern. It was a concern of John F. Kennedy's. But of course, when Lyndon Johnson came into office, his policy was to just pretend that the nuclear problem with Israel didn't exist. Whereas when Nixon came in, he was basically, you know, there's the people out there who say, like you say, oh, well, Richard Nixon, he was a conservative Republican anti-Semite. Well, Richard Nixon was only following through on a policy that really was launched by John F. Kennedy. You know, and it's kind of funny because if I can digress for a moment here, people have criticized my book, Final Judgment, and I don't want to get into that because it's related, but people have criticized my book, Final Judgment, which contends, of course, that the Mossad played a part in Kennedy's assassination precisely because of JFK's efforts to stop Israel's nuclear weapons. People say, oh, well, Piper's wrong there because, in fact, John F. Kennedy was a good friend of Israel. He shipped arms to Israel. Well, the fact is that the reason why he shipped some conventional weapons to Israel, I think it was the Hawk missiles, if I recall correctly, the reason why he did that, it was part of what he hoped would be a deal with the Israelis, saying to them, okay, I'll give you these weapons if you stop your nuclear weapons development. Well, of course, they welched on the deal. So this whole theory that John F. Kennedy was some sort of special friend of Israel, as an Israeli-financed writer, Warren Bass, has contended in his book about Kennedy and Israel, Support Any Friend, that whole theory is just a theory. In fact, it's just totally fallacious. It's false. Kennedy, liberal Democrat Kennedy, and conservative Republican Nixon were both concerned about the issue.
Jim, do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, I'd like to explain the whole thing by establishing the Jewish mindset and why they would call this program sacred. All of their holidays celebrate the slaughter of their enemies, okay?
True. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Every one of their holidays, in some cases, total slaughter, and they talk about Queen or Esther, whatever her name was, with the slaughter of the Persians, and that's one of their bigger holidays. And Hanukkah, I believe, is a victory over assimilation into Turkey or some other, who knows. But they're all the same. It's all victories and slaughtering their enemies, and that's their mindset. It is sacred to them. That's
you know,
why they
Jim,
have the
I
policy.
Can hear people
I'll
out
take
there
everybody
right
down with me. I'll kill all my enemies.
I can hear people out there mumbling and grumbling and saying, there's that Jim, that anti-Semite Jim, saying these things about the poor Jews and their religion. Well, the fact is, everything you have said about the Jewish religion is absolutely true. And as I say in the Golem, I'm repeating myself now, that has to be kept in mind in dealing with Israel, because Israel is not like any other state. They're the first to tell you that. The supporters of Israel are the first to tell you that. And I, as a critic, am here to tell you that, that Israel is different. And that is what makes Israel dangerous, because there's so many people in the world worried today about racism. You can't find any more racism, or you can't find a state that is any more racist or any more filled with hatred towards the other, as is the state of Israel, as a state.
Mike, there's one thing. There's one thing more anti-Semitic than I am, and that's the truth. So I'll leave you guys with that. So,
Jim, you know, when Mark was saying you were hanging on there, I was thinking, well, there's a lot of people out there that would like to hang Jim and Mark and I. It would be an honor to hang beside both of you.
Well, I'll remind you that you said that when we're on the gallows, Mike.
Okay, guys.
All right, Jim. Good talking to you.
You know, he makes an excellent point there, Mike, which is the celebration of slaughter of the enemies of the Jews. This is the absolute truth. You know, this isn't me saying it. This isn't you saying it. This is objective truth. Now, keep in mind, what if the Muslims...
Or don't even qualify it, that word objective truth. It's the truth, period.
Yeah, and keep in mind, can you imagine the heyday that the Zionists would have had if they could have pointed to all of these feasts and festivals in the Islamic religion that celebrated the slaughter of 75,000 Jews in this situation and 100,000 Christians in this circumstance and blah, 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 blah. There's nothing that they can point to on the Muslim side. There certainly isn't anything that they can point to on the Christian side. But yet, to bring this up as a point of criticism or discussion when it comes to whether or not this dangerous nation possessed with this dangerous ideology possesses these dangerous weapons, something like that isn't even considered. But unfortunately, it is the ugly truth in this situation. But yet, we are not hearing anything of that. We're hearing about Ahmadinejad and these other Arab countries, not that Iran is an Arab country, but these other Middle Eastern countries who want to get their hands on nuclear weapons so that they can wipe out the world. But yet, it is from Israel's spokesman that we get statements such as, if it appears as if Israel is going to go down, she's going to take the world down with her.
You know, Mark, I hasten to point out here again, reflecting upon what Jim said and echoing it, I have to emphasize to those out there who are listening and who are upset about our discussion of the Jewish religion, because there are many people out there who say, oh, well, we shouldn't talk about their religion, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is that a Jewish historian, I believe an Israeli historian, as a matter of fact, has written a book, Reckless Rites, as in R-I-T-E-S, as in religious rights. I don't have a copy of the book handy, but it has been sold by American Free Press or the Barnes Review. And that book points out that there is this deep-rooted historical and religious hatred toward Christians, specifically in the Jewish holiday known as Purim, which, of course, is based upon the story of Esther and the slaughter of the 75,000 Persians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there is scholarly Jewish-Israeli academic foundation for what we are talking about here. This is not just our opinions. This has been presented in a book, which, incidentally, I believe was published by Princeton University Press.
Actually, the book, if you're talking about Reckless Rites, it was written by Horowitz.
Yes. Elliot Horowitz, I believe.
Exactly. And it is a very good read. It's something you want to really sit down and in a quiet room and read, because it takes a lot of concentration. But it is quite an eye-opener. I mean, after all, when we're talking about, I mean, look, we're not talking about giving these people BB guns. We're talking about them having the power to destroy the world. And therefore, you know, you have to take into account, you know, what's going on upstairs in that mind of theirs. And therefore, everything has to be considered. You know, these days when you want to buy a gun, you have to go through a background check. They want to make sure that you haven't been convicted of any kind of violent crimes. They want to make sure that you haven't succumbed to any kind of mental illness. And like I said, I'm not a fan of gun control, but at the same time, you can see why concerned people would want to make sure that these weapons don't get into the hands of the wrong people. And there is that music again. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the final 5 minutes of the first hour of Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn. My good friend Hisham Talawi is busy with business, and He should be with us next week. I have with me today Michael Collins Piper, and for those of you who think that I asked Mike to come on simply because I don't have anything interesting to say by myself, be rest assured that this is not the case. We are talking about Mike's new book, The Golem, which is available now at American Free Press, and I cannot recommend it more strongly than to say that it is. It ranks among one of the most important books out there right now that people can read, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with this issue of Israel and her nuclear weapons. Now, you know, Mike, one of the things that I have run into a lot with people, particularly people who I'm trying to wake up as to the lateness of the hour, is that they're, as they start to understand that, you know, we might be in some trouble, they consider the trouble might be a long way off. And one of the things, one of the themes that I try to impart upon them is to say, listen, first of all, it's not as far off as you may think. We should have been at the position where we are right now 40 years ago. At any moment, the world as we know it could come crashing down as a result of these lunatics having these nuclear weapons. And be rest assured that they have no compunction whatsoever about using them. Now, I'm sitting here looking at the latest issue of American Free Press, and in this issue, we have a special piece that was written by one of the survivors of the attack on the USS Liberty, Phil Turney, where he is going into some detail about what happened to him and his shipmates that day when Israel attacked his ship for almost an hour and a half. And there is a piece that I am working on right now, as you and I have discussed, Mike, which my thesis of this thing is that as of 2 weeks ago, we came within the width of a hair of launching a war against Iran that would have, in my opinion, resulted in a nuclear exchange at some point with Russia. Now, go into this a little bit, because you cover this in your book in one of your chapters. Go into the relationship between Israel's nuclear weapons and what took place with the attack on the USS Liberty, because I don't think really many people out there understand this. Most people think that this was just about sinking an American spy ship because they might have heard about what was going on in the Sinai or what was going on in the Golan Heights, or they were trying to sink the ship so that they could blame it on the Arabs. Talk about that a little bit as it pertains to Israel and her nuclear weapons.
Well, that in this particular case with the USS Liberty, the intent, as Peter Hallam has pointed out in his book Operation Cyanide and in the video, what's the name of his video?
Dead in the Water.
Dead in the Water. Well, here we go to the break. We'll have to
here
hold that
go.
Till we come back, Mark.
All right, hold on, everybody. We will be back in a minute to carry on this fascinating discussion. I'm Mark Glenn. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. Stay tuned.
Since 19...